You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are closing out the CCPT Mindset series. And this week, we are talking about being versus doing. And we've hit on this before, but I think this will really wrap up the series in a helpful way, and it will tie into the other three topics that we've addressed in this series. Before we get into that, though, I have a couple of housekeeping announcements. If you are new to the podcast, first of all, welcome. Very glad you found us. Very glad you're here. This is an incredible group of CCPTs from all over the world, and you have joined the listener tribe, and really glad that you're here. I know I have mentioned several times about the CPRT course that we are releasing. I spoke with Joseph with Corewell today. It is ready. We are ready to launch probably within the next few days. So I wanted to make you aware of that. Podcast listeners and my community, you are going to have a week where you can get $100 off the price of the course. And this is a thank you to you all. It's an acknowledgement that you're my people. And so I negotiated with them that we're going to offer the first week with a promo code so that you can get $100 off the course if you're interested. Let me really quickly tease what goes into this course so that you are aware of what you're getting. It's 16 hours of CEUs. And what makes this different and why I structured this course the way that I did is you don't just get the facilitation content out of the book and the manual. You actually get video examples of me facilitating each week to parents. So you get the instructional video about the content, and then you get a demonstration video of me actually teaching the content to parents. So this is the most comprehensive CPRT training course that is out there as far as I'm aware. And it will give you 16 CEUs to boot. So not only does it help you to facilitate CPRT with confidence and competence, but it will also give you CEUs. And most of you all need about 30 or so for your license renewal, for example. So that's more than half of your requirements for your two-year license renewal. It will also count toward your RPT hours if you're working toward those. And it will be CCPT in theory. So I'm super excited about this. And stay tuned. We will do an email newsletter about it. We'll announce it in the collective. We'll announce it on the podcast. And I'll give you that $100 code so that you can save money to boot. So very excited. That has taken us a ton of time, a ton of work. Corewell has just put in so much energy and effort into this. And I can't say this enough. Corewell has become such a champion for CCPT in the CEU world. And I'm really grateful for Joseph and Katie and their team. They have been fantastic and they really believe in what we're doing and they believe in the model and they've been so supportive. So that's a huge benefit to us to have someone that is coming alongside CCPT and one you to have access to all of your requirements in your model. And that is a huge gift. So I'm really grateful to Corewell as well. Alrighty. So let's dive into the being versus doing. I think often, as we should, focus on mastering the skills of the model. And we need to know them. We need to execute them. We need to be adherent. So those are important points of focus. But the heart of the model is never about what we do. So the skills matter, yes. But Landreth even discusses that if you just robotically recite the skills and the phrases and the concepts, it's not effective because it's about the relationship. It's how we show up. It is about us being in the room. And it's about being CCPT that's the heart of the model. And so I want to be real clear as we wrap up this CCPT mindset. I don't want us to get lost in the doing. We're not doing CCPT. We're not doing skills. We're not doing therapy. This isn't a checklist. This is a way of being. And I really want that to kind of be the way that we wrap up this set. So If these are questions that you ask yourselves, you probably are in a doing mentality. So if you've ever said, did I do that right? Did I say that right? Did I execute that right? Am I doing this right? That's a doing mentality. What should I say here? What should I do here? Doing mentality. What should I use in this moment to help? What should I use in this moment to help the child move further along? What should I do in this moment? Doing mentality. And here are some signs. Those are questions you might ask yourselves. Here are some signs. You feel pressure to respond, quote, correctly. Or you measure your effectiveness by what you said or did. So in other words, you get to the end of a session, you're like, man, I was like really on it today. Like that was an awesome session because I said and did the right things. Or you evaluate the session based on the outcomes. Oh man, that kid had a huge symbolic shift. That kid had a new theme develop. That kid all of a sudden was able to articulate emotions. That's exactly what we were waiting for. That's all doing mentality. So then in contrast, the being posture is calm and grounded and non-anxious. Those are the adjectives, but the important piece is presence. You're calm and grounded and non-anxious and you're present. You have a deep trust in the model and in the child. Those have to coexist. You are willing to reflectively respond instead of rescue or fix. And you are able to embrace, and boy, these are tough ones, but this is the being posture. You're able to embrace silence. You're able to embrace stillness. And or you're able to embrace repetition. And those, as you can see, obviously, the doing mentality versus the being, very different in tone, in approach, in aura. And here's, I think, kind of thought-provoking concepts here. Kids don't respond to techniques. They're not cognitive. They're not rational. They don't have abstract reasoning. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be given an agenda. They don't want an activity. They don't want a worksheet. They don't respond to techniques. They respond to you. Landreth emphasizes again and again how you are an integral piece of the CCPT process. Your presence, your being, your engagement, the relationship with you, you are a factor in the process. They respond to you. And the model works through congruence. When you are congruent, when the child is congruent, when there's congruence to the model, when there's congruence in the relationship, that's when the model works. It's not about outcome or performance. It works when there's congruence. Let's go back to Rogers' core conditions. That's one of them. So is unconditional positive regard. These are things that are brought in. That is why it works. The core conditions have to be met for self-actualization to take place. And doing can be imitated, right? So you can, okay, I got to tell you a quick story. I was on a coaching call this week and they were talking about what they were doing in sessions. And I forget who, someone said, and I heard your voice in my head. And then someone else said, oh yeah, I always think, what would Brenna say or do in this moment? Another one says, you know, Brenna, you're always like, you know, the person on our shoulder in the session. Like you're always on our shoulder coaching us. And I was like, yeah, but am I the angel or the devil at that point? Like, I don't know how I feel about this. So you can imitate me, All right. You can listen to these podcasts. You can join the collective and learn in there. You can coach with me. You can read on all the seminal works, whatever. You can imitate what you should be, quote, doing. But being is developed. Being is a process. Being is cultivated. So if we focus on the doing and the imitation of the more adherent version of ourselves, for example, or the more confident version of ourselves, or the more equipped or trained or skilled or whatever, if we focus on the doing, all of a sudden we've missed out on the process of becoming. Being is cultivated. It's a process. And your presence is the intervention. If you ignore everything I've said in this whole episode, please listen to that. Your presence is the intervention. It's not the doing. It's not the skill. It's not the technique. It's not the clinical. It's your very presence in the playroom that is the catalyst for change. So to wrap this series up, many times the questions that are raised are, what should I say? What should I do? We need to move away from that to, who do I need to be? Who do I need to be with my kids? Who do I need to be in the playroom? I need to be patient. I need to be unconditionally accepting. I need to be gracious. I need to be calm. I need to be grounded. I need to be consistent. I need to be adherent. Who do I need to be? That is the question that we need to ask ourselves. And how do we do that? How do we become who we want to be? Well, self-care. Intentional practice of self-regulation before sessions, after sessions, during sessions. There are mechanisms that we need to have in place that help us go, okay, I need to give myself a minute. That session was a little bit much. I'm going to go close my eyes and sit in my office for 2 minutes. I'm going to lay on the playroom floor and deep breathe for a couple minutes after that session. I'm going to go into a room and turn the lights off and just give myself lack of stimuli for a minute. Before, during, and after sessions, we need to be self-regulating. That's the only way that we can be the things that we want to be in the playroom. And notice if your internal state feels anything other than, if you start feeling anxious, if you start doubting, if you start feeling performative in your thoughts, if you start saying, what should I do right now? Notice that, catch those things. That's a checks and balances for yourself. The goal is that you work on your being, not just your skills. Skills are important. Don't mishear me. You can't just say, well, I'm just going to be in the playroom and things are going to work out. You can be doing nothing if you have no idea of the model, okay? So it can't just be one or the other, but it's not just about skills. It's also about your way of being. That should be what you focus on. Because the magic of CCPT, and that word gets thrown around a lot, and my staff makes fun of me if I throw it out, because I typically say that it's not helpful, because what does the magic of anything mean? But what makes CCPT special? There are magical things that happen in play. There's no denying that. What makes it special is not the methods as much as it is you. It all comes back to relationship. As always, ad nauseum, here we are at relationship again. We're not striving to master the model. I hope we're striving to let CCPT master us. And when you are CCPT, you are able to bring the same you to every child, every time, every session, no matter what. That's the heart of what we're doing. That is the CCPT mindset. It's being CCPT so that every kid, every time, every session, no matter what, gets who we are. And we are CCPT. I love y'all. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.